This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, always excited to welcome in Maggie Gray. You can hear her mornings. Maggie and Perloff here on The Fan Rochester and the Infinity Sports Network. Bills Mafia as well, Maggie, and I know that Gene wanted to share a little story with you, a little tale.
Yeah, and like I get being called like a big timer here on the show. This is not one of those stories, Maggie. And Maggie, first of all, thank you for your time today. And I figured you would get a kick out of this story. Now, this probably happens maybe a little bit more. You're down in the city. Doesn't happen too much in Rochester, where you're walking on the street and then you see somebody like, wait, is that a celebrity that I know? It doesn't happen here that often, but it kind of happened to me. But it wasn't in Rochester. I'm on a family vacation. It's a rainy day. And what do you do at the beach on a rainy day? You take a walk. And I'm walking on the beach with my daughter. And somebody comes the other direction, like real quick. But then my brain just kind of discounts that can't be this person. We're like in a different state. And I just kind of go about my walk. Then I come back from my vacation from Cape Cod on Monday, July 8th, and I find out, oh my God, that was Maggie Gray that walked by me in the beach there. So Maggie, I am so sorry I didn't say hello to you, because my brain just thought automatically that couldn't be you.
Wait a minute, Gene, you and I, Cape Cod, same time, my mouth is like jaws on the floor. This would have been an amazing meetup. We would have hung out for days, lobster rolls, the whole deal.
That's why you're talking about the food. I'm going to send you all my spots after, not to bore Danger about this, because he hears about it.
No, I just, what I'm amused by with all of this is that he didn't even realize, but he was so in character, Maggie, that he big-timed you. He could have stopped you. He could have said, Maggie, Gene Battaglia, The Fan Rochester. Man, what a coincidence. We're both vacationing at this same beautiful exclusive spot that we go to every year. You know, let me buy you a lobster roll and thank you for all the time. He didn't do that. He just kept walking, and he brought it up to you here on the air because Gene's a big timer.
Wait, Gene, first of all, how dare you? No, I'm just kidding. But secondly, so that was actually my first time being in Cape Cod since I was a kid. So this would have been great. We could have used all of your recommendations. Were we literally staying at the same resort? I don't know if we want to say it on the air.
No,
but
that's why. I don't want to do like a Dan Campbell thing and say. I was telling this story yesterday. It was on Nantucket Sound. And they not Nantucket. They call it Nantucket Sound. So, no, it's
fancy. Very fancy.
Yeah, we're fancy. Well, we have Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills kind of getting together here, Maggie, and I don't think we're going to hear any new revelations. I mean, the Bills were asked about this today. I don't think, to my knowledge, nobody kind of took the bait here, but what you've seen out of Buffalo on how this offense has evolved, I mean, first three games, hey, this is working. Against Baltimore, and you could say, well, it wasn't anything working that night, but what are your thoughts here on the Bills and how the offense has moved on from Diggs?
Well, I'm like, first three games, just a walk on the beach in Cape Cod. I mean, is it not?
Right.
Fourth game was a little bit more of the team kind of getting exposed. But listen, as far as the Diggs thing, I'd probably bet that he'd be more likely to say something than any of the Bills players would be likely to say something, because, first of all, I think we all know Stephon Diggs, at least the public version of Stephon Diggs. You know, sometimes he can't help himself. You know, he kind of wears his emotions on his sleeve. But if anyone's going to say something, I think it'll be him. I think this game is very important to him. I think it's probably more important to him than maybe even Buffalo. I really get the sense, guys, that the Bills have moved on. You know, up until that Baltimore game, the offense has been exactly, I think, what all Bills fans wanted and hoped that it could be, which is Allen's the focal point, obviously. He spreads the ball out to guys who have lots of different skill sets, and you run the football. Running the ball is back. Like, this was always a Bills team that felt like it was built for a dome when they play in one of the coldest cities maybe in the world. So it never made sense. This offense makes sense. Now, obviously, Baltimore came in and kind of threw that a little monkey wrench into it. Like, boy, we really could have used maybe a number one option. But to your point, would anything have worked that night? The defense is totally banged up. Baltimore looked bigger, faster, put so much pressure on the middle of the field, the linebackers. I mean, you guys know. I don't know if we could add 10 Stephon Diggses out there against Baltimore. I don't know if it would have made a difference, because the defense was just so hamstrung that night.
Yeah.
But I like this offense. I think this is great. I think this is what Bills fans always hoped it could be.
Well, you're speaking very rationally, and I think a lot of Bills fans hate that, especially after a loss the way they looked on Sunday night, because I believe that the Ravens aren't as good as what we saw on Sunday night, and the Bills aren't as bad as what we saw on Sunday night. But it didn't stop the chatter and people wondering after that game, do the Bills need a true alpha, true number one wide receiver, that this offense, while you're saying everything you're saying makes sense, still lacks that weapon that you had in Stephon Diggs. And then, oh, by the way, now you have a guy out there who's looking to be traded, who wants out of Las Vegas, and Davante Adams. And of course, everybody wants to kind of immediately connect dots and say the Jets or the Saints. But this is the kind of deal with an extra second round pick that they got for Diggs that Brandon Bean has shown. He's not afraid to pick up the phone.
Oh, definitely. With the Rasul Douglas trade last year, which ended up working out well, and obviously he's a big part of what they're doing now. They traded, a third rounder for him. So, yeah, they'll make a move. You know, the Davante Adams thing, I'm always reminded of this quote from Jim Harbaugh, right, where he just says, more is more. You know, people say less is more. Less is not more. More is more. And you're right. Every time that you have every season with Josh Allen is a season where you're a contender. And any time that you have this special quarterback, it's all in every year. I know they said mini rebuild and all the dead cap money with Stephon Diggs. You're in every year when you have Josh Allen. And so I would love it if the Bills went after Davante Adams. Listen, it's a rental. I don't think you're re-signing a wide receiver on that side of 30, you know, to big money after the season. But for this season, for a rental, I'm totally for it. He can help Keon Coleman, maybe a little mentorship there. And listen, he can't go in and start saying, listen, I'm demanding catches and I'm demanding this, demanding that. He's going to have to get up to speed on the offense in theory. He's going to have to put some good stuff on film if he's looking for another big bite at the apple. I don't really see the downside. Unless you're the general manager and it's your job to think 5 years down the line, if you're a fan of this team, you should absolutely want Davante Adams. And by the way, guys, keep him from the Jets. And I know the Jets looked really bad against Denver. I don't think they're going to look that bad the rest of the season, obviously. There was a lot of stuff going on in that game. Miami is dealing with all their stuff. The Patriots are not very good. It's the Jets in Buffalo, and I still think the Jets pose a threat. So I'd almost love it, not just for what he can do for the Bills. Let's keep him away from a division rival as well.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, like, Maggie, are we ready to crown the Buffalo Bills the AFC East champions? The news out of Miami today, Jalen Phillips, if things can't get any worse, he's now out for the season. But I don't know about the Jets here. Are you building a team? Are you already looking at, hey, we've got to match Kansas City point for point? Or what happened against Baltimore? I don't know how comfortable I would be for a return engagement, knowing that Derrick Henry, dating back to his times with the Titans, that has a propensity to run all over you.
He's been a Bills killer forever. I mean, can this guy just retire already? Sheesh, how's he still this fast, too? He's hitting 20 miles an hour or whatever in the open field. Good grief. I never want to see that dude against the Bills ever again, but that might not be the case. What I would love to know, and that's why this week is so big against Houston, right? Because what's going to happen? Can any team that's good just completely attack the Bills' defensive deficiencies and it's like, good night, you know? Or was this just a Baltimore thing? Like, I still think we need a little bit more data. I want to see what C.J. Stroud and their offense does and how the Bills adjust. If I also could have a time machine to go back to last Sunday night, can I see what this game would have been like had they not called that ridiculous trick play?
That's right.
When you are gaining the momentum back, and for the most part, I think Joe Brady has done a good job, but, you know, the first three teams the Bills face may be garbage. So can we get that play back? You know, and when you're playing a really good team like the Ravens, you don't have a lot of moments, you know, and it felt like the Bills were on the verge of a moment. You come out of halftime, the Ravens go punt. You score, then they go punt, and now you got the ball back. And the Ravens had been giving up leads all of this early season, all of September. I would have loved to have seen what the Bills could have possibly done. Again, the defense was getting exposed. We know that. But could the offense have gotten them back in the game? And then maybe you're going throw for throw. And then let's see what happens.
Yeah, Maggie, that trick play also kind of shined an interrogation light on a specific player for the Buffalo Bills because he was involved in it. And he's been largely invisible so far this season. He signed a 3-year deal with the team, and we thought, oh, well, he's got a relationship with Joe Brady dating back to Carolina. I'm sure they'll find ways to use Curtis Samuel. Where's Curtis Samuel been in this offense? And given that trick play blew up in everybody's face, I mean, does Joe Brady kind of like do an about face here and say, you know what, maybe I do need to find ways to use Samuel as something other than a decoy in play action?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for you got a guy who's got some speed or you want to try something, but that was not the place to do it, you know? And I think that everyone was so worried about last year with Ken Dorsey about, you know, obviously the offense looked totally different when he was there, but the whole thing was like, oh, the Bills got predictable. They got predictable. Well, you know what? On Sunday night, once you got yourself back in the game, you know, simple was working. Like, you know, James Cook running the ball, it was working. It was putting some pressure on Baltimore. Baltimore is also one of those teams that commits so many penalties, and the Bills couldn't take advantage in the first half when they were trying to give them more opportunities, but in the second half, maybe they were, and they tried to get fancy. And this is the one thing I always worry about, and I'm not saying Joe Brady is doing this, but this bothers me when I watch it all over the league. This is something I hate. I hate when coordinators who are on a primetime game try to use it as a resume. You know, you want to put yourself on the map. You're going to do that with Allen. If you guys win, you'll get hired. You will get hired as an offensive guy if you can win with Josh Allen. Look at Brian Daboll. You will get hired. But don't put your resume out there. I don't like that. Just run the offense and try to, you know, play the game you have on the field. Don't be thinking, oh, I'm going to really impress them with this one, and I'll be the toast of the town tomorrow. And again, I'm not saying that Joe Brady's doing that, but it just felt really unnecessary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Meg, you're spot on that, and there's another player that I wanted to ask you about, and that's Dalton Kincaid, because while you throw the ball to him, good things happen, and we talk to Bills experts and reporters on our show all the time, and we're just kind of perplexed, like, wait a second, why is he not even on the field here? Like, why isn't Dalton Kincaid, you know, getting more snaps than he is right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the investment was there. He's a first-round pick. I mean, you saw what he did at the end of the season last year. Clearly, he's this massive weapon. I hate to say your guess is as good as mine. I wonder if they just see him as there's going to be some games where he's just going to feast, right? And I actually thought Baltimore was going to be that game. But there's going to be some games where he is going to be the dude who's got nine targets, seven catches, nine targets, and is, like, hovering around 75 yards or something. And he's going to be the dude who gets you three first downs, you know, on third and medium or what have you. And then some games he's just not going to be as big a part of. I think that's probably this offense, right? Whoever's got the hot hand or whoever gets the mismatch, they're getting the ball. And so far, you wish there was a little more Kincaid. I have to believe that that's coming. I have to.
Maggie, if you were the Buffalo Bills, just the idea that we're having a discussion about the kicking game leads you to believe that there's a problem. What do you do with Tyler Bass? He is the highest paid right now by base salary, the highest paid player
per game
on the Buffalo Bills roster, and yet you have no faith in this guy when you need him to kick you a game winner that he would be the guy to deliver. What do you do with Tyler Bass?
Listen, everything's on the table. You want to sacrifice some kind of chicken or something? I mean, are we staging the place? Are we removing the spirits? I'm willing to buy into any theory you have. I mean, it doesn't look like the yips necessarily, but there's something that's clearly going on with this dude. And we all know this even goes back to last year because he used to be automatic. And, you know, the funny thing, guys, I was talking about this with Perloff. You know, we talk about it every now and then. I think one of the biggest changes between the football that I watched growing up, you know, K-Gun era, 90s, the whole deal, and now is kickers just nailing 50-yarders, like, with ease.
Yeah.
This is the biggest change I think that football has undergone. I'm being serious, since we were younger, you know, a generation ago. And listen, you know that he can kick in bad weather. You know that that's going to be a big part of his game. But whatever's going on, whether it's mental or physical, they've got to get this figured out, because I feel like for the first 4 weeks of the season, the kickers have been the story of the NFL, one of the big stories of the NFL.
And Maggie, there is another Bills storyline, and Danger and I were just kind of commenting how felt kind of buried yesterday that this breaking in our show in the late afternoon when you got a story where Davante Adams is going to be the lead story and what everybody's going to be talking about, you know, the next morning. Do the Bills need to, at the trade deadline, when we're talking wide receiver, do they need more pass rush? Because, yes, Von Miller's not available the next four games, and I don't know what you can count on for Von Miller for the rest of the year at his age.
Yeah, I mean, total disappointment, right? I mean, it's funny because Von Miller's had some really unsavory things in his past, and I feel like we don't really talk about it, right? Like, he kind of skates on that. There was even some things going on back in the Denver days that were kind of unsavory and things off the field that are just, you know, not becoming of someone you really want to root for, and here it is again. And this might turn out, and it's a shame because he actually was starting to play well in these three games, right? He had a couple sacks and stuff, but this might end up being the most disappointing signing that maybe the Bills have ever had. I don't know. Considering how much guaranteed money they gave him, over $50 million, and then he gets hurt. That's not his fault, but he does get hurt, and now this with the suspension. I guess the one good thing about what the Bills have done is their strategy of overdrafting on the defensive line. I mean, this is where you hope that it really pans out. You know, being able to develop those guys like Epinesa, guys like that, so you have a tiny bit of depth. hopefully you think that can hold the fort, but they did nothing against Lamar. I mean, Lamar Jackson on Sunday with the Ravens was like having a tea party back there. He could have done whatever he wanted. There was no pressure, unlike the first three games where I thought they were really effective. So, listen, it's funny. If you could have Devontae Adams or if Max Crosby was available from the Raiders, if the Raiders are doing a fire sale, who would you rather have? And I don't know what the answer is to that. I think it's probably Crosby.
Yeah, I'd take Crosby.
Yeah, in a second, yeah.
I wouldn't hesitate. Maggie, while we have you, I mean, you know, you host a national radio show, so I know you're talking about what's going on in Major League Baseball. The postseason is underway. I'm curious as to who you like and how these series play out, in your opinion.
Yeah, so just to, you know, be that kind of fan who really is always waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm a Mets fan, the biggest fan where I grew up. Yeah, we had the minor league affiliate came to town when I was like in first grade or something. So they got me. I'm a Mets fan, better or worse, mostly worse. But this has been a really fun season, and so I've been kind of locked in and dialed in on that. I think the Tigers are a great story. That's been really fun. I actually need to check the scores here.
Just went 2-1, Astros.
Oh, it did? The Astros. Can I throw a sports talk radio topic at you guys that I wasn't sure about? You know, you obviously saw the news that Pete Rose passed away earlier this week, right? And, and my question's not about Pete Rose, but it's about rule breaking. And I was watching the game and said, here comes Jose Altuve of the Astros, right? And he's the future Hall of Famer. And that's right. He is a future Hall of Famer. But is their cheating scandal going to impact any of those guys when it comes to the Hall of Fame? This is just something I was thinking about earlier today. Never-ending mind.
I don't know if you listened to our show earlier. Danger was Pete Rose overpunished, and he's got this big smile on his face.
I think the Hall of Fame for Major League Baseball is an absolute joke. I love how guys that we're using are in the Hall of Fame, but the guys that we're using a lot and were mean to the media, those guys will never get into the Hall of Fame. I think the whole thing is a joke, Maggie. So, you know, should they go in based on the standard? They shouldn't, but will they go in? Yeah, they'll go in. Of course they'll go in, because you have all the smoking gun over here with Altuve, and it was pretty obvious that he was the center of this kind of thing, and everybody kind of got away with it.
Yeah, they all benefited from it. None of them got punished. Made the court of public opinion, but like, what's a couple boos?
I mean, yeah, right.
You have multiple World Series rings. Now, the fact that they won again after the garbage can banging, sign stealing scheme got uncovered, I guess helps them, but it's like, you cheated. And with a lot of other cheaters, they haven't been in, and the Hall of Fame has held them to this insane standard. And so I always wonder that with Altuve and some of the Astros guys. By the way, did you see the Baseball Hall of Fame actually sent out a social media post like memorializing Pete Rose?
No, I missed that one.
That's amazing.
You guys can't be serious, right?
Oh, you're kidding.
The Heyman update or the Heyman take was, you know, the lifetime ban is now officially over, so you can go ahead and let him in.
Wouldn't that be cruel, though? I mean, that would just seem so personal, right? As opposed to, oh, you did this because of baseball and because of rule breaking and the gambling, which is very serious. But like, this would feel so personal. If you just induct him now that he's passed away, that's crazy.
Maggie, last question, and because we concern about you, we like you. How is your prostate holding up?
Guys, I mean, it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and there's no better spokesperson for that than me. No, this is going to get lost for people who may not understand. I do a show every morning with an Ivy League educated smarty pants.
That's right.
Okay. And it's not just that he went to Dartmouth. It's that he won't ever shut up about it. You know, it's one of those people who will constantly bring their bona fides to every single argument. Like, we know Perloff is very smart. He was McLovin from the Dan Patrick Show. Very, very, you know, brilliant writer for Sports Illustrated. He's got so many great qualities, but he prides himself on being the super smart, you know, nerd. And so, we're doing this, you know, prostate cancer awareness, which is so important. So if you're out there, get your prostate checked. This is your sign. This is God telling you, you're here right now listening to this. Go get a check. And we go to break, and I kid you not, guys, he turns to me in the break and goes, "Do women have prostates?" Like, what? You cannot be serious. And he's like, what does a prostate do? And now we got into this whole conversation about that. And I'm like, first of all, no, do I even have to tell you that women don't have prostates? And secondly, what a prostate does, that's your business. And I think you're the better person to answer that than me.
Oh, my God.
No, and what I loved about it, Maggie, was that you and EJ and Bogish, you wouldn't let him off the hook on that one. Like, it was just a morning of, like, you keep bringing it. It's going to take a long time for him to shake that one off.
Yeah, there's a joke there that I'm not going to make about shaking something off and getting a prostate checked. Again, this is the sign, guys. Go get your prostate checked. It's a very serious thing. But, yeah, no, we will make fun of him about this till the end of time. I mean, there's nothing I can come back for that he can come back from on this one. And can I bring this actually back to a Rochester thing?
Of course, sure.
You guys know my in-laws, my husband's from Rochester, so I married a guy from Rochester, best decision I ever made. And my in-laws obviously lived in Charlotte, right? And my in-laws are super smart. My father-in-law was a philosophy professor at the University of Rochester, and my mother-in-law was a physician who worked with the refugee community in Rochester, right? These are really brilliant people. And I am the big slobbering dog at the holidays who just needs to watch the game, okay? So this is setting up a little of what our family dynamic is like with my in-laws. I beat them in Scrabble one time. Can I tell you guys, I was rounding the bases like I had just pimped a home run, a grand slam, bottom of the ninth, like ALCS style. Like, I, you know, whenever I get to one-up a smart person, there's just nothing better than that to me.
Oh, he's a smart person, but I also get the sense, and, you know, like, I can glaze over from time to time as well and be a little airheaded. I think a lot of us can. I get this sense that Perloff might be really, really, really smart, but also from time to time be really, really kind of like an airhead.
You've got it right on the nose. Yeah. He's somebody who's incredibly book smart, but sometimes the common sense.
I didn't want to label him as book smart, but that's exactly right. Yeah. I think book smart, but maybe just a little airheaded from time to time.
Yeah. I have one follow-up question for Maggie. I'm sorry we're keeping you so long, Maggie, but I have to ask the question. Yeah. If your in-laws are U of R educated and they're doing these great things and it's time to meet his parents for the first time, like, is that a moment full of anxiety? Yeah, meet my new girlfriend. She talks sports for a living.
And by the way, when I met, I was talking high school sports for a living. So I was still really, really young in the industry. I wasn't even cool enough to be talking about professional sports. But I loved covering high school. But yeah, I tried to wear glasses, like fake ones. Like, what am I doing? I'm not going to fool these people. They're going to know the moment I open my mouth that I am not the academic, you know, that they are. Well. But they accepted me, you know. As much as in-laws do.
And now you can pop off anytime that Scrabble board gets out on the table for a holiday because you got
never
one
played again.
No!
Never played again.
Oh, sore losers. I hate hearing that. We need a rematch. Maggie, it's great having you on with us. I promise the next time you're vacationing, Gene won't big time you. And we'll look forward to hearing you again with Perloff tomorrow morning here on The Fan. Really appreciate the time. Let's do it again.
Listen, let's plan it next time, Gene. We could be out there. We could be, you know, we could be on ferry boats to Martha's Vineyard. Like, this could be our next summer. Do it. By the way, we have Hank Azaria on the show tomorrow. He's going to be our celebrity NFL picker. So if you're a big fan of The Simpsons or any of the great stuff that Hank does, he'll be on our show tomorrow in the 9 a.m. Eastern hour.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. I love Hank Azaria. That's fantastic. Maggie, I will text you. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, guys. You're the best. Thank you.
You got it. There's Maggie Gray. Hear her mornings here on The Fan. Maggie and Perloff, the Infinity Sports Network. Well, one of us, a Rochesterian. I mean, maybe she wasn't born in Rochester, maybe she wasn't raised in Rochester, but she's a Rochesterian. I mean, the in-laws are from Charlotte. Now, if you hear in-laws from Charlotte, I know a lot of people might think Charlotte, but no, I have a visual in my head where the, you know, U of R professor and the nurse might have.
Oh, you're talking Beach Ave?
That's correct.
Go up. Yes, there's an area that, heck, I would love to live in that neighborhood. Who wouldn't?
That's
like, you're right on the water and
that's
all
right.
These old rich homes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that that's the Charlotte that Maggie is talking about. Not necessarily the...
Yeah, we're a couple guys from Greece here.
Hey, yeah, you're going to go to Charlotte? We're going to go to the beach? Yeah, let's go to Bill Gray's.
Oh, yeah?
No, like...
Charlotte!
Charlotte, what do you have? You have the woodshed there?
Yeah, you can go to the woodshed. Charlotte. You just go up Lake Ave. You get done with your shift at Kodak, and you just go up north there on Lake Ave.
You have the Charlotte Social Club there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, go get some Abbots across the streets? Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to go up to Buffalo, and I'm going to go get some hot wings and blue cheese. And then after that, I'm going to take my kids to the Bills game. I'm from Charlotte.
Yeah, not that Charlotte. Yeah. Not what we're talking about. Love Maggie Gray. Mornings here on The Fan Rochester. Glad you made some time for us. Happy hour next on The Fan. We've got practice notes, McDermott speaking, some injury updates. For the Buffalo
two players
Bills
on offense that we got to talk about her.
We'll get into that and more next. And your calls at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.